This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode of In the Light of the Sahaba. With us today, inshallah ta'ala, in this episode is a very famous companion who has a most beautiful story and one of the poets of the Prophet alayhi salam. His name is Ka'b ibn Malik. If it is a story you've never heard before, then it is a story that Ka'b himself, he relates. And the story is found in Al-Bukhari. It is an amazing story, subhanAllah. Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he says that there was never a time that I was more well off than at the time of this particular incident. And when did this incident take place? It took place in the 9th year, maybe 2 years before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. The Prophet alayhi wasallam said to all of the companions, and 30,000 companions went on this journey north to go to give da'wah fi sabilillah. Ka'b ibn Malik, he said, never there was a time I was better off. I had two rides, I had two camels that I could travel on. Never in my life did I have two camels except at that time. He was fully prepared to go out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although it was a very difficult time, it was very hot. It was the time to harvest the dates. Maybe people would have to make a sacrifice concerning their wealth. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he donated so many camels and so much of his wealth to the Muslims who didn't have anything. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, "I will get myself ready. I will prepare myself, and I will leave tomorrow. The Muslims are leaving tomorrow, I'll get myself ready tomorrow." This is a story in which Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu constantly delayed. He kept delaying the preparation of leaving with the Muslims. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left with 30,000 of the Muslims and they left Medina. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, when looking around Al-Medina, he said, "The only people I found left back in Al-Medina were the women, the children, and the old companions who had reached old in their age, and those individuals who were accused of being hypocrites. These were the only people that remained in Al-Medina." He said, "I'll get myself ready." And he kept delaying, kept procrastinating, until subhanAllah, it got to a stage where there was no way he was going to be able to catch up with the army of the Prophet ﷺ. When this happened, and that time had really gone too far, he felt a great regret. There was no intention that he had within himself not to go. He had a full intention of wanting to go. But because he kept delaying, the time actually passed. The Prophet ﷺ with the companions, they arrived at their destination. When they arrived there, he looked around and he said, "Has anybody seen Ka'b?" One of the people said, "O Messenger of Allah, something kept him back." And there's a saying in Arabic, he said, "He stayed back looking at the beauty of his clothes." This was seen as a great insult, where this was a time of chivalry and bravery. For a person to accuse another person to stay back because he was looking at his clothes, he'd equated him with a person who was maybe very weak and not brave at all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say anything. However, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he looked at the man, he said, "Bi'sa ma qult." Indeed, you have said an evil thing. "O Messenger of Allah, Ka'b ibn Malik is an individual whom we only know good about." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, he remained silent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained away from Al-Madina for a long time. He stayed in the destination there for 20 days and then he came back to Al-Madina. When news came that the Prophet alaihi wasallam was returning with 30,000 of the Muslims, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was thinking to himself, "What am I going to say to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" Many of the hypocrites, they were preparing themselves to lie, to stand there and swear by Allah that they had an excuse and they couldn't do this and they couldn't do that. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, "I could have quite easily told a lie and said something that was not true, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have accepted that." So one by one, these hypocrites, they went to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they swore by Allah that they had an excuse not to go. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah knows what is in your heart, may Allah forgive you. And then Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he said, it was my turn to come to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Ka'b, he said radiallahu anhu, as I approached the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I saw him, he was smiling the smile of an angry person. He said, O Messenger of Allah, that I could say something to you, I could lie, I could make an oath that was not true, and that maybe you would forgive me. But I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would know the truth, and maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would expose me. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he was completely honest about his situation and explained in full detail why he did not participate. He had full intention to participate, but he kept delaying until it got beyond the time and it was too late to join the army. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ka'b, I accept what you have said and you can go. We will wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make clear in the matter what is your situation. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he left the Prophet alayhi wasallam in a very sad way. The Prophet alayhi wasallam said concerning three particular companions, one of them being Ka'b ibn Malik, no one should speak to these three individuals. Nobody should speak to them, shake hands, give salam, nothing. They should be abandoned completely. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says in the story, narrating it himself, he said, I was between my own people, my family members, my friends. However, I felt like the loneliest person in the world. And this went on for 40 days. He would give salams to people. He would look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from afar, hoping that the Prophet alaihi wasallam would look at him. But the Prophet Muhammad alaihi wasallam did not look at him. When it reached the 40th day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the families, the wife, should stay away from her husband. Subhanallah, this was very difficult for Ka'b ibn Malik. Even his own wife was to stay away from him. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the situation of Ka'b ibn Malik in the Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the situation and the feelings that he had. It is said that it is though that the whole world, the dunya, was crushing him. He did not know where to go. He felt so pressurized and so sad about the situation. He was waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make clear on what was the future for him. Until it reached the 50th day. 50 days had passed that Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu had not spoken to anybody and everybody else was ignoring him. And he was sitting after Salatul Fajr, he was sitting on the roof of his home. Then in the distance, a man came running towards him saying, Ya Ka'b, O Ka'b. Somebody was speaking to him. Subhanallah, what had happened? What had changed? This individual, who is from his family, and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed Quran concerning your situation and the other two as well. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you all. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu could not believe what had happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran concerning my situation. Ka'b radiallahu anhu immediately stood up. And he went to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When he walked in, he saw the companions one by one looking at him and smiling. Subhanallah. Then he looked to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he smiled at the Messenger alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam likewise smiled back at him. This was a feeling that Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he was waiting for. He had never felt so happy, subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Ka'b ibn Malik and the other two companions that were with him. Now what do we take from this story, my dear brothers and sisters? We take from this story that no matter what you have done, no matter what you have said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah, O you who have believed, fear Allah, wukunu ma'as sadiqeen, and be with the truthful people. Be truthful, stand up for the truth. That as Muslims, regardless of the situation, even if it means incriminating my own self, I will always say the truth. Why? Because even though I may say something and I'm able to deceive the person who is sitting in front of me, I can never deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can never get away from being held accountable from what I have said and what I have done when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anh was given a golden opportunity to lie, to make an oath, that the Prophet alayhi salam was making dua, saying, "Oh Allah, forgive these people who made excuses not to go." But they were known to be from the munafiqeen. They were known to be from the hypocrites. But as we know that Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anh had a beautiful character, there was no way that he was going to lie to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no way he was going to say something like this. What he said was completely the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolved him of the issue concerning him. In fact, subhanallah, until this day in Surah At-Tawbah, we recite verses talking about what had happened to Ka'b ibn Malik. What an honor was given to Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu in that Quran was revealed concerning his situation. My dear brothers and sisters, first and foremost, we are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we are truthful to every single person that we come in contact with. And with this you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for you. And those people that lie, that only those people will find that difficulty comes one after the other. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to follow the example of Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows us to be truthful people and that He protects us from those people who fall into nifaq, hypocrisy and lies. Allahumma ameen. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.